Welcome to Kaya Radio. That was Larry Cristani playing us his version of the Kra instrument.
That's right.
He's sitting here with us today, and we're going to have a chat. I think I said something about this episode previously that I was going to try and organize a chat with him, just to talk about music and to talk about, you know, what he knows and his influences and so on. So this is he's influenced. That sound was influenced by an old Ethiopian instrument called the Kra.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty much a guitar I modified. I was listening to a lot of Ethiopian music, and
yeah,
I came up with this little guitar, and I call it Kartar. It's a guitar I basically modified, and to get as close as I could
to the sound. And that came from like a particular album, and we're gonna play the song shortly, but tell us about the album that you first picked up that sound, I guess.
Yeah, well, I first I became acquainted with this instrument listening to Azna Keçwarku.
Mm-hmm.
Was an amazing Ethiopian singer.
Yeah,
and she plays Kra as well.
And, yeah.
At the time, I was living with this friend of mine. His name is Kasa Warrior.
Yeah.
And, or Kas Horseful, which
mm-hmm.
he used to play bass for Black Jesus Experience as well.
I see. Yeah.
Much before I joined. And,
yeah.
He has millions of records, and he introduced me to a lot of amazing music, especially from Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't stop listening to it. And,
yeah.
So I started learning it and started playing around with it.
Yeah.
Playing with it. And
yeah.
And I came up with this with these sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was the album again? The
It's a tape.
Yeah.
It's a tape, just organ and her singing and playing Kra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are going to play you that song right next year on Kaya Radio. Stay tuned.
I'm not gonna lie.
So another artist that's releasing an album on the 8th of July actually is Thandi Ntuli, a South African artist. And a friend of mine sent me this song, which I quite like. And I'm going to play it for you next. Shout out to Mondli for the song. While I'm here, I'll also shout out to Mondli's daughters actually, Konza and Amahle. Thank you for listening to the show, and I appreciate you guys and I love you guys very much.
Couldn't say.
Radio on 100.9 FM. You are still here with Shoshi and Larry Kustani. So I give you a bit of background about Larry, actually. So Larry does have his own band. The band is called Standing Circle. They are based in Melbourne. He also plays for Black Jesus Experience as well. He plays guitar for Black Jesus Experience. I think he plays bass as well.
Not really. He loves it though.
I actually heard you say something the other day. You said something like, you were talking to someone and you were saying, I'm a jazz musician. And then you kind of changed it after and said something else because you it sounded like you thought that you were overstating that. Why is that?
Because I like...
Do you consider yourself like a jazz musician?
I love jazz.
Yeah.
I'm not from the States.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be identified as a jazz musician.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
It's definitely a huge influence in,
mm-hmm.
In my life,
that because,
not just music-wise.
Yeah. Is that because you think the title is limiting as far as what you can do, or...
I just like to respect that music and that tradition as
yeah.
much as I can. So I pay
yeah.
homage to the greatest musicians,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to put myself like one of them. Because
mm-hmm.
I respect them with
yeah.
my heart.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, But, you know, that's from the artist himself. But from me as a fan of music and a fan of like all different kinds of music and a fan of your music as well, because I got to watch Standing Circle about a week ago, do a show at Bar Open, which was pretty amazing. I got to see you play with Black Jesus Experience as well, which was like, you know, that was pretty awesome. And I would definitely see you as one of those artists, even though you don't see yourself as one.
Well, thank you.
But you've got another song for us. Yeah, what's the next song we're gonna play?
The next song is a song by Cannibal Adderley,
mm-hmm.
From a album called Radio Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Little Boy with Sad Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're still on Kaya Radio with Shoshi and Larry today. So I've got a song for you as well that I'd like to play, a song that I recently discovered. It's from an album that was released on the 24th of June, an album by Theo Crocker. He's from the US, and he features Ego Ella May on this song. She's from the UK, I believe, and the song is called Something. Really love the tune, and I hope you do too.
Something turned into nothing. I had no warning that these highs were gone, and I would feel so low. Make me want healing. They stay revealing what I thought that I had pushed down to the floor. Oh my, they won't stay down no more. No matter the time I spend doing, the darkness comes to
to the running right back. Young didn't know, really wanted like that. Come see the sum of the ones before. Career report of sorts. Familiar force with a similar course. Simpler times are really a farce. Moms worked hard for the arms I ought. Trust my heart till I'm back at start. Pull my cards while I push this card of ours.
Your mama's baby, your mama's mama, your sister, your auntie's sister, your grandma, your great-great-grand, your nana's sister. They made a circle out of sage and gold.
Shining our souls because of them. The whole world up under them. Their bosoms like a tunnel, soon to run into the sun. Ciphering the scales, each generation heals from trauma. A little more, they set the score, the precedent. They built the floor, the ceiling is irrelevant. We want more for the betterment of our whole. Mama holds us close so they can't hold us. Old wisdom knows us well. She pulls us in and tells us secrets. feeds us with her well. She preaches wellness, beat the bell. It rings and shatters all the stigma. The enigma is a pattern passed down like matter. Brings us gifts to get that we matter. We no different from them. We make a difference after we witness their valor. Their spirit is ours.
Your mama's baby, your mama's brother, your sister,
of course, you need to. So you didn't answer the whole question. You need to tell us about Standing Circle and what you're, you know, what you're working towards. What are you working on as, you know, your band, Standing Circle?
We're recording it. We're gonna go in the studio after the sessions with Black Jesus. We're gonna record a bunch of songs. The band is three of us. For now, we're gonna have some guests. We are playing little gigs around town just to keep the song, the music alive, mm-hmm. and so we're ready, because I want to record all the instruments together, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to keep the music alive, mm-hmm. so I'm really missing having horns in this band.
Mm.
So we'll feature a trumpet player as well,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we'll be finished in 3 or 4 months, we'll come out with a record. Yeah.
So that's Standing Circle, and that's Larry's band. And if you see posters or you hear something, look out for their gigs. There'll be, you know, a few gigs around Melbourne, so look out for them. And go check them out. I've had the privilege of doing that, so yeah, definitely go check them out.
Thank you, Shoshi.
So, Kaya Radio exclusive. Don't think we've had anyone play on the show before, but it's happening today. We've got Larry Cristani from Standing Circle, from Black Jesus Experience. He's gonna bless us with a tune just to, you know, leave today. Let's go.
Haven't I had this before?
Ain't no place
I rather be than be from Africa. But they gon' flew me all the way in Canada. And I'm not sure I'm Africa and just full of dust. Or with kids with flies hanging from their lips. I mean, it does exist, but it's not the full picture. It's not the full screen. Take a look in the mirror before pointing at me. Cause we don't have the cutscenes to hide what's beneath.
Yeah, so before we carry on, I will give you a bit of background about Larry. So, born in Italy, Naples.
Yep.
And talk us through that. Talk us through, you know, your first encounter with music, your influences. There's a lot of African influences in your music, even though you, you know, you do all kinds of music. But tell us a little bit more about that.
I grew up surrounded by music because... my father was a big jazz fan, but my first record wasn't actually a jazz record, it was a Prokofiev record.
It was a?
Prokofiev.
Yeah.
And I was really afraid of it. In fact, every time I would see the stereo in the house, I would run. that was my first music encounter, I think. Then I had a piano. I grew up in my grandmother's house and she had a piano, so I would sit there and just play with it.
Yeah.
And that's how I started improvising as a kid. Mm-hmm. I was only 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became acquainted to guitar for some strange reason.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it because I was listening to a lot of Delta blues and a lot of Chicago blues, and I was into that sort of thing, so I really wanted to learn it.
And so
I started my music journey through the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That was my instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got more and more into it and trying to find the roots. And my first African record was Ali Farkatura.
I
fell in love with it, and I was like, this sounds like the blues. It's very similar to it, and it's just has a different flavor, but it's very similar.
Yeah.
And I had to start learning that stuff. So I became transcribing things, and I had a little tape recorder.
Yeah.
I would record myself. I would... pretend I had a show, and I would do interviews to my family and all that. And, still, there's some tapes somewhere back home. And
you need to find those, and we need to play them.
I've been an acoustic player until I was about 16, 17.
Yeah.
I would borrow an electric guitar. My parents didn't want me to have one.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to become good at it, to study and all that. And So I was just practicing with my acoustic guitar and classical guitar at the beginning, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it took me longer to understand what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, in the long way has helped me a lot, because the only thing I had was the ears, and then I had to find people who could show me something, a chord or something to copy.
And do you still like the music you make now? Do you still pretty much go by ear? Are you at a point where you're reading music now, or?
I study harmony for a little bit, and so now I'm in a way trained, whatever that
means.
Now I read music, and I can, you know, I know what I'm doing, which it's not necessarily a good thing, but I try to write music and learn music with my ears, and I try to keep mathematics away from it, out of it. Yeah. So I try to write what I hear, and not overcook it. Try to keep it simple and pure.
Mm-hmm.
Then it might not come simple, because I'm just channeling something that maybe it's not that simple. So sometimes for me, it's these songs come very natural, but then when I rehearse with my band, can be a problem because for them it's not that natural.
Yeah.
So I need to write things down on a on a piece of paper so they have a clear understanding of what's going on.
And, tell us about Baseko Koyate. It's an important album for you as far as your connection to African music. He is from Mali. We played a lot of music, a few songs from Mali actually last week when we were speaking about griots and we were speaking about the kora specifically. Tell us about, you know, that artist. So Baseko Koyate.
I'm in love with his music and his band's music, and he plays ngoni, which is another traditional instrument from West Africa, from Mali.
Yeah,
and I absolutely love the energy on it, and the timing is so close to the jazz time as well.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, you know, we all walk and speak in a different way, so it's the same thing with music. We have accents, way we the same rhythm, exactly the same rhythm, can be played with a different intention that hides the expression of a musician. So that thing is called timing. Maybe I would define it as expression, and has got this beautiful expression that comes from the land and the language, and and I'm in love with this album. It's called I Speak Fula. And it's fairly recent album.
Yeah.
I think it's 2014, 2015.
Yeah. And we'll play that song up next. Stay tuned, you are on Kaya Radio with Larry and Shoshi.
doctor, to the hospital, and yeah. that. So mainly was old people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was used to have chats with this these people talking about their lives and the past and and everything. And one day I'm in Melbourne and I'm in a car and I'm picking up another old gentleman.
did you know you were picking him up? Or?
Yeah, of course. Peter Harper, the director and the saxophone player of Black Jesus Experience, told me go and pick him up. So yeah. I picked him up and to go to the airport and to start a tour with him. And so he was just waiting outside the hotel with a suitcase in his hands. And I picked him up. I introduced myself and. It was crazy.
Did you like? Obviously, I imagine you were like super nervous, right? Because he's a legend, right? Like, and you would have known this at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I remember back home in Italy, my girlfriend bought me a ticket to go and see one of his shows with the Heliocentrics, and somebody came whispering in my ear, one day you're going to be on the stage with Mulatu, which I grew up listening to his music. I love it, and who knew it? Who knew it I was going to be there with him? And he's such a humble person, is amazing. Is funny as well. Is such a young soul. Is funny.
And so speaking of which, you guys as Black Jesus Experience are working on a new album that I think drops around September. You with Standing Circle, your own band. You're working on music as well, which you'll be recording soon. So people can look forward to that.
We recorded an album with our last album with Black Jesus in January 2020, I guess. It took a long time for obvious reasons to come out. And it's a double album, but we're also going back in the studio in 2 weeks to record another one. So our 2021 is going to come out in September, like I said, and it's going to be called Good Evening Black Buddha. Our next one will come out hopefully in a few months. It'll be a bit of a quicker process, we don't know yet, but that's about it.
So we'll get Larry to play us out with a tune. Thank you for hanging out with us. I hope you enjoyed the conversation today. Remember to go on Spotify, and you can actually reply on Spotify and tell us what you think of, you know, these episodes and these conversations. You can also follow us on Instagram. We are Kaya Radio Perth on Instagram. And give us a shout, let us know what you think. But thank you for hanging out with us, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
naikapelingomo umsobumbu sezansulanga nezondongo ipunguza lamliphi kukho tyakala jehlathini inkomo ziyafuneke edibhi edibhini edibhi edibhini edibhini awo aye Siphaqulane kwenzela bamakhaya uhlukane sawfa kanjalo esisizwa nje ukuvuthwa kanenyikima phansi komhlaba igazi litsalile kungathi amathambo athi idlozi livumile wena uthini na nansi ingoma unansi ingoma uthini na Ngizonda ona ngomahlanga nani sebenzani